Welcome to our Cerebral Arteriogram Procedure Guide. Over the next few minutes, we'll share information to help you prepare for a cerebral arteriogram. We'll also let you know what to expect both during and after the procedure. After you finish listening, please visit our website for more detailed information on cerebral arteriograms, including illustrations of the brain. Let's begin with a description. A cerebral arteriogram, or angiogram, is an X-ray image of the blood vessels of the brain. It involves using a contrast dye that's injected into the bloodstream in order to view blood vessels which aren't normally seen with a standard X-ray. A cerebral arteriogram is used to diagnose aneurysms, blockages, brain tumors, and more. So, why have a cerebral arteriogram? Problems with the blood vessels of the brain may cause symptoms such as a headache or changes in vision, speech, or movement. These symptoms may also be associated with a stroke. A cerebral arteriogram may be recommended by your doctor to evaluate these symptoms. It may also be used to evaluate head and neck arteries for narrowing or malformation, to locate blood clots or aneurysms, and to locate brain tumors and their blood supply in preparation for surgery. There may be other reasons for your doctor to recommend a cerebral arteriogram. What are some of the risks? If you're pregnant or suspect that you may be, you should notify your doctor. Radiation exposure during pregnancy may lead to birth defects. If it's necessary for you to have a cerebral arteriogram, special precautions will be made to minimize radiation exposure to the fetus. Patients who are allergic to or sensitive to medications, contrast dye, iodine, or shellfish should notify their doctor. Also, patients with kidney failure or other kidney problems should notify their doctor so precautions can be taken. Because the procedure involves blood vessels and blood flow to the brain, there is a risk for complications involving the brain, such as stroke, bleeding, and loss of consciousness. There may be other risks depending on your specific medical condition. Be sure to discuss any concerns with your doctor prior to the procedure. What should you do to prepare for a cerebral arteriogram? Your doctor will explain the procedure to you and offer the opportunity to ask questions. You'll be asked to sign a consent form that gives your permission to do the test. Read the form carefully and ask if something isn't clear. Notify your doctor if you're sensitive or allergic to any medications, latex, tape, or anesthesia. You may be asked to skip certain medications before the test because of their effect. Be sure to ask when to restart any medications that are withheld for the procedure. You shouldn't eat or drink for a certain period of time before the procedure, generally after midnight. You may be able to have clear liquids on the morning of the arteriogram if you're having the test in the afternoon. Let your doctor know if you have any blood clotting disorders or if you're taking a blood thinner such as Coumadin or aspirin. Special precautions may be required to prevent bleeding. A sedative may be given to help you relax, so you'll need someone to drive you home. The length of the recovery period depends on multiple factors, such as your general health and the insertion site for the arteriogram. You may need to spend the night in the hospital. Based on your medical condition, your doctor may request other specific preparation. What can you expect during your cerebral arteriogram? Before the procedure, you'll be asked to remove any clothing, jewelry, or other objects that may interfere, and you'll be given a gown to wear. An IV will be inserted in your arm or hand. Your heart rate, blood pressure, respiratory rate, and oxygen level will be monitored during the procedure. A local anesthetic will be injected into the groin area to numb the catheter insertion site. Once the local anesthetic has taken effect, a sheath or introducer will be inserted into the blood vessel. The introducer sheath is a thin plastic tube that will be used to advance the catheter through the blood vessel and up to the neck. When the catheter is in place, contrast dye will be injected through it to visualize the cerebral blood vessels. You may feel some effects, such as a flushing sensation, a salty or metallic taste, a headache, or nausea and vomiting. These effects usually last for a few moments. If you have numbness, nausea, chills, itching, or difficulty breathing, let your doctor know right away. After the contrast dye is injected, a series of X-rays will be taken. Depending on the specific study being done, there may be one or more additional injections of contrast dye. Once sufficient information has been obtained, the groin catheter will be removed and pressure will be applied over the area to keep the artery from bleeding. After the groin puncture site stops bleeding, a dressing will be applied. A sandbag or other heavy item may be placed over the site for a period of time to prevent further bleeding. After the cerebral arteriogram is completed, what do you need to do? You'll remain flat in bed for several hours after the procedure. The leg in which the catheter was inserted will be kept straight for several hours. A nurse will monitor your vital signs and the catheter insertion site while you're recovering. Your neurological status will be checked by your nurse also. Some neurological signs that may be checked are hand grip strength, ability to smile, and pupil size. You may take medication for pain and will be encouraged to drink water and other fluids to help flush the contrast dye from your body. When you've completed the recovery period, you may go to your hospital room or be discharged. If it's an outpatient procedure, you should plan to have another person drive you home. Once at home, you should check the groin site for bleeding or pain. Check the affected leg for numbness, tingling, or a change in temperature or color. Continue to drink plenty of fluids to prevent dehydration and to help pass the contrast dye unless otherwise advised. You may be told to avoid strenuous activities and bathing or showering for a period of time after the procedure. This allows the groin puncture site time to heal. If you have a fever, increased pain or bleeding, or changes in the groin puncture site, notify your doctor. You may resume your usual diet and activities after the procedure, unless your doctor advises you differently. You may receive additional or alternate instructions after the procedure, depending on your particular situation. Thank you for listening. We hope you found this description helpful. Please visit our website for more detailed information on cerebral arteriograms and other brain health topics and procedures.